Take us away from the Affordable Health Care Act. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, it is the buzz in the backyard, and we have been talking about it on America Tonight a lot. Health care is an issue, I think, one of the things that we owned because we have covered this wall to wall from the very beginning. So many of the things we heard would happen have happened, although I have to say nobody I talked to predicted the biggest blunder in the beginning, the rollout of healthcare.gov. The president now is personally apologizing to Americans who have lost health plans because of the Affordable Health Care Act and saying he's sorry about that and that they'll do something to ease the pain of it. And the party line coming out of the White House is, it's so much better, the Obamacare, than what you had before. Because remember, the key thing is, and we've repeated this over and over and over again, and he did say this many times, we aired it on America Tonight, we re-aired it a week ago, he did say that you could keep your coverage if you were pleased with it, but then that's not what's happening to people who had individual plans. And the now quote is, we've got to work hard to make sure they know we hear them, and we are going to do everything we can to deal with folks who find themselves in a tough position as a consequence of this. So that means get ready for 18 million phone calls. It seems to be the biggest takeaway right now anyway. The people who can't believe that they're losing what they thought was fine and finding that in place of it, maybe it may seem as though it's better coverage, but it's not as affordable. It costs more. The other variables include what the deductibles are, and that's exploded on some people. I mean, certainly not everybody. There may be some that it's fine for, and it's tough to find those people, though, because if NPR is out there digging around for it, and they're having a tough time finding it, and we've been digging around out there for it, we're having a tough time finding it. Yes, the people who are employed have, many of them have the same insurance, and that's 80% of the people listening to my voice. So you may fall into that category, and that's what that means. I mean, that means that the vast majority of us who are working fall into that spot. But for the people who aren't, the people who are 1099ers, the people who are starting businesses, I mean, that's what the backbone of America is. Let's build this entrepreneurial thing. We're building, we're working, we're doing this. And those people are having a tougher time because they had an individual plan, and that individual plan has changed. So we'll see where this all lands in January and in March and at the end of November, actually, would be the next thing, because November 30th was supposed to be when all of this gets ironed out. That's the date for healthcare.gov. If you go to healthcare.gov, sometimes it's, you can get on it, sometimes you can't. It still is kind of iffy. It's like a roller coaster ride. And if you call and you talk to a so-called navigator, they're usually pretty polite, but they can't help you. They'll say, well, wait and come back, and you might want to go on the off hours to go on the website. I know because I experimented and talked to somebody. And that's what I heard, that, okay, wait, and we'll go back on an off time, and you'll be able to get through. So here are the numbers. If you want to unload, please do. And if your healthcare coverage is fine, hey, I want to hear from you, too. I keep saying that. You know, on this show, I invite everybody. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. Have an opinion. This is a glimpse, a slap shot. It is a slap shot sometimes. It is a snapshot of America. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5787. 5283. And we're going to definitely roll out a couple of other things here, too, on the show. One of the things is Dan, who had his recall agenda, and several of you have sent me, and you can go to americatonight.net and send me your yes to recall and your no, which I don't think there's any recall, but that's the plan. Recall, impeach. A lot of people, I saw signs this week in Dallas, impeach, but very few, a few protesters outside of Temple Emanuel, not too far from our satellite facility. People had signs up that read that. And we definitely have had a few people who have already weighed in on the recall, and pretty much it's split down the middle. Some say no and some say yes. Most of the people who say no way is that going to happen, and that's what they're talking about. In fact, let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan, so a few people have definitely checked in. It's kind of split on the yes for the recall and the no.
Well, I got two radio stations working on a Facebook page, so we got something going there.
Woohoo!
And I got a joke for you, but it looks like we're getting ready. Time to check out. You want to hold me over after the break?
Time to check out. You guys got time for a joke. Let's hear your joke.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, this little boy walked into the back porch, and here his mother was fixing dinner that evening, and he says, "Mom, look what I found." She says, "What have you brought home?" He says, "He's a dog." She says, "You've got three dogs. You get that mangy critter out of my kitchen right now. You take it and give it away to anybody, but don't you bring it back home." So he goes out with a sad look on his face, and he goes down to the corner. He's got a little sign, and he's holding up, "Free dog," and nobody's stopping. A salesman comes by and says, "Kid, you got to make people think that dog's the most valuable dog in the world." He says, "Go get you another sign. Come back here. You got to sell that dog." So he goes out, and he makes a sign, and says, "Genuine African Ridge Jumper, $10,000, one of a kind." Boy, after a while, the dog was gone. The salesman looked the kid up because he knew where it was. He said, "Did you sell that dog for $10,000? He said, "Nope, but I traded him for two $5,000 cats."
Bravo, that was very good. I love it. Two cats. Oh, man, oh, man.
Bye-bye,
very
sweetheart.
Funny. Very funny. Good stuff. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. How about that? You never know what the twisted last line is going to come out, the punchline. He's good at the punchline. That's the art of telling the joke. You have to have the punchline down, and he's a good puncher. There's no question about it. So we're doing the we're talking about a couple of the things. As Dan said, he even has a Facebook page up about it. People who say yes, recall, no, recall. And on our show, anyway, it's kind of split. And I think most of the people who are saying no are saying, "Oh, no way, will that happen?" Not so much, "No, I don't think it should happen," but "No, I don't think it will happen." And, of course, it goes back to the same thing. Now we have the president apologizing after Boehner and other people were saying, "He needs to apologize for this. I'm sorry that people are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me," is what he said in an NBC News interview. And then said he was going to make work very hard to make sure they know that we hear them. I don't think that anybody's listening at White House, frankly. I don't care what your politics are. I don't think anyone's listening. Stay with us, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We'll take some on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight, talking about the president apologizing for health care, people who thought they were going to get to keep their health care, and now that's changed, and what all that entails. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
Hey, all these people are ranting and raving against Obama and all that. Do they belong to the Flat Earth Society?
Flat Earth.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Well, they're just backwards people.
You got to come up with a better line than that.
Well, people thought the Earth was flat for a long, long time. I just want they belong to that society.
That is a bizarre analogy, but okay, I got what you're saying. Now, Rick, here's the thing. You got to admit, and I mean, the president knows this. You know, they're sorry they put it this way because they see what the blowback is. It was poorly worded to say that, you know, you're not going to have to worry about your health care coverage. If you like it, you can keep it. You know that they said that that was a big blunder. Should have never said that, if because then people take it literally, like, okay, wow, I can keep my health care barring some unforeseen thing. I mean, that's the problem. That's the problem.
Well, we had our insurance today, and our insurance on change is going to be so good that nobody qualifies for subsidy.
Well, then that's probably good, isn't it?
Yeah, way better than what the old one was.
Yeah, so for you it's better. And Well, there you go. So they're telling you at work, they're saying because of the Affordable Care Act, now there are other people that were in the building that didn't qualify for certain things, even if you did, but now everybody is qualified, so it's better across the board.
And the, we got to do called a health savings plan, but so much in IRS time that you put in so much year.
Right.
But boy, if you quit or retire or whatever, you can take that money with you.
Mm.
Your money.
All right, so better for you. Then thanks for telling us
everybody,
that.
Everybody.
Thanks for telling us that. Then that's there you go. There's Rick who says it's better for the company. How many people are at your company?
Oh, I don't know.
A lot?
All the office people and all that. You're talking 400 or 500 probably.
Oh, okay. So a company with 400 or 500 people, which still kind of qualifies as a small business, believe it or not, because it's 500 or under as a small business. So, I mean, that's good. Then good for you, Rick. That's good that that in your case, for sure, Rick is saying it's better for who it's better for who qualifies. We got you, Rick. It's better for who qualifies. Everybody across the board now does, and they had problems before. Yeah, interesting. The because thanks, Rick. Because other people. What's happened in some companies is some people don't qualify for it. They don't meet the minimum that you'd have to have, what you're making, I guess. And that's what it is. That it would be that they're getting kicked to go to the health exchanges or getting those kinds of notices because they just don't qualify for the health care in the first place, like they're part-timers or, you know, whatever. Izzy in Missouri. Hello, Izzy.
Hi. Did I just hear Rick?
Say it was better.
Backwards?
Well, he said we were flatters. Flat people. We were flat people.
I also heard backwards, and I'm like, ooh. Ooh. It was a fighting word. An apology from Obama? Are we kidding? Pull up the pant legs. We just lost the boots.
That's good.
Seriously. I mean, when has that man ever been sincere in an apology? When?
He's forced to do this because the minions are saying, listen, the storyline is bad. People are upset. You're dropping like a rock in the approval rating, so now we've got to turn this around.
That. I'm sure Valerie Jarrett has told him you need to get out there in front of the cameras.
Yeah, but while he's telling
people you can keep your own insurance, on a video that's playing behind him, he's saying, no, I didn't say that. I mean, hello? Geez. I think he's headed for a breakdown like the guy in Canada. Oh, yeah. He's well on his way. Seriously.
He did say, there's no question. He was very clear, you can keep it. If you're pleased with what you have, you can keep your coverage. I mean, listen, we heard it a million times. You're right. There's no messing around with that. So,
well,
yeah.
I got a newsflash for Rick. Just hide and watch. Give it a year. Because everybody's going to be a victim of this mess if they don't repeal it or at least slow it down. Because it is a piece of junk legislation. It is probably the worst bill ever passed in the history of America. Bar none.
Well, I agree with you that give it a year, because then what's going to happen is other companies are going to kick people off because things will change for them. They'll tell you to go to the health exchanges.
Well, have to because it's written in the bill. If your company insurance does not comply with ACA, guess what? You lose it.
Right.
And it's hitting companies right and left.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
that's fact.
All these people that are sitting there feeling all glorified, I'm like, oh, just hide and watch. You're another victim waiting to happen.
Right. Not this year, but next year. Yeah.
Your friend with a DUI thing?
Mm-hmm.
I so dislike DUI attorneys. No, a DUI altered the course of my life, literally.
Oh, really?
A driver hit me in 1984, broke my neck and back, caused nerve damage, and let me tell you, I now live with chronic pain for the rest of my life because my spine was so badly damaged.
Oh.
yes. And any DUI, no, you deserve jail time, period.
Yeah.
No first chances, all, nothing. You go to jail, straight to jail, and you don't collect $200, but you will pay your attorney about $5,000.
That's true.
But I'm very tough on that one. Nope, you don't get any leeway. And by the way, thank you, RC. Thinking I should run for office, but I don't feel like being assassinated.
Yeah, you're opinionated. There's no doubt about it, but that's what we love about you. That's why you would be good in office. But
Probably, but I'd be assassinated because I use the word no frequently.
And yeah, that doesn't work, huh?
I would say no to just about every stupid bill, and I would be out there telling the public what Congress is doing, so I'd probably be assassinated.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So, anyway, y'all hang in there, and have a nice weekend.
All right, you too, Izzy, definitely. And sorry about that with the, DWI. I have to tell you that a DWI altered my life, too. My father was killed by a drunk driver. But the thing is, I have seen, and in some cases, I know they are rare. I definitely grant you that. But I have seen in some cases where people have been ramrodded, and they shouldn't have been in that position in the first place. I mean, they shouldn't have been there. And it had nothing to do with, yes, if it's breathalyzer, if it's ridiculous, if it's insane, absolutely, she's 100% right. And it altered my life. It altered her life. But there is also the entrapment issue, and I don't like that. When it's definitely wrong, and there are some cases like that. There are a few cases like that. If it's blatant, absolutely. And if someone's over, I agree. No question about it. So, coming up this weekend, you might be thinking about veterans. I want to throw this in here. Coming up on our Monday show, we're going to talk to some amazing people who have served in the military. I'm so excited. We're going to honor a whole bunch of veterans from all different forces and people who did different things in the military. In other words, you know, one in the infantry right there at the field level, another who was a Green Beret and went to places like Kosovo and other parts of Latin America. I cannot wait to introduce you to this crew on Monday. Stay with us on the flip side. We can count.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
White voters to Republican Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli by 20 points in the Virginia governor's race, 56-36%. But in other demographics, McAuliffe, who won the election by 3 points, which is crazy close, 48-45%, won on the black vote. McAuliffe won black voters by a 90-8% margin, similar to the president. when he ran for the second time around, the 2012 election, 93-6 was the president's there. But the black voters were the ones that pushed Terry McAuliffe up over the top. How about that? McAuliffe won women overall by 51-42%, lost women, white women by 16 points, and won black women by 91-7. 91-7. Wow. That is crazy. It shows you exactly what happened with Cuccinelli then, and exactly what happened with McAuliffe, and where he was able to just those last couple of points where they came from. Wow, wow, wow. And McAuliffe had some help because he had Michelle Obama pushing that in an ad she cut for McAuliffe that aired in a predominantly black area. And you also had the Clintons who pushed for him too. Cuccinelli took affordable care. That was his thing. That he was pushing that. And it almost pushed him over the top, because that is a very, very close margin, I have to say. I mean, Cuccinelli made it that close that he almost pulled it off. But look at where the percentages were. Wow. This is sad. As I was saying, I was getting ready to honor the military, and can't say enough about people who have served. If you served, enjoy Veterans Day, because we are definitely thinking about you. But how about this? There's new information that shows sexual assaults within the U.S. Armed Services have spiked dramatically. They say an unprecedented 46% during the last fiscal year. That's the Pentagon releasing this. They say there were 3,553 sexual assault complaints from July of 2012 through June, which is a little bit of an uptick from the same reporting period a year before. And while statistics for the full year aren't available yet, the Defense Department received more reports of assaults in the first three quarters of 2013 than the entire 2012. So now they're talking about reviewing and changing some of the things to protect women in the military. There's a two-day public meeting of an independent panel that's actually looking into assaults in the military, and the statistics, rather, come just weeks before the Senate's going to review a proposal to change how the military justice systems handle sexual assaults. And, you know, there have been different cases of this and things that have been highlighted that are going to be part of the conversation. And, of course, it's some of the stories are just completely unacceptable. You know, it's just can't be in the shadows. That's the bottom line. It just can't be. And one of the things that it really is bipartisan is they're saying there's just no accountability. There has to be some accountability and make sure that justice is served. Moving on to some other numbers of note. How about the Cuban hijacker who made his first U.S. court appearance? This was actually kind of a big deal that went under the wire. But a shackled right hand and putting it up to tell the truth, the U.S. to Cuba airline hijacker, William Potts, his name is, said he had an objection at his first court appearance to face decades-old air piracy charges. And what he said was, and what happened was, he said he had earned about 200 Cuban pesos a month as a farmer outside Havana and had no assets or income, and said he would like to not have to go through these proceedings. Potts, who's now 56, was arrested Wednesday after flying to Miami from Cuba to answer for his 1984 hijacking of Piedmont Airlines. Wow, 1984. It was a jet originally bound from New York to Miami. And the FBI says that Potts, who was then a self-described black liberation militant, handed a flight attendant a note claiming he had explosives on board, demanding the plane be diverted to Havana. Because people forget about this, too. In the 60s and 70s, a lot of, well, I'll say dozens of airplanes were hijacked to Cuba at the height of the Cold War. But when he did it, there weren't so many. So he was arrested by the Cubans and convicted of air piracy. He served 13 years in prison, and he says he hopes the U.S. will give him credit for that time served, but there's no requirement to do that. Because hijackings in a plane in the United States and taking it to Cuba violates the laws of both sovereigns, and a prosecution by Cuba doesn't bar a subsequent prosecution by the United States. And in the U.S., it carries 20 years and life behind bars. So he didn't enter a plea at Thursday's hearing. They've got an arraignment for next week. Isn't that wild to think about that? About how, 13 years there, and how he hijacked a Piedmont airliner and got them diverted to Cuba. That's scary. I mean, scary that he was able to I mean, that what were they going to do? They said they had to comply, but scary that he was able to do that. Big news, really, was Twitter and the big IPO. What a surge in the debut. There was a stampede of investors that were interested in the initial public offering or something about that 140 characters. Twitter shares made their trading debut opening at $45.10, up 73% from the price of $26. That was the IPO price. So there's something about the social networking Twitter that has people interested in investing again. The company was issuing 70 million shares trading under the symbol TWTR on the New York Stock Exchange. But here's what's interesting. They've never turned a profit in their 7 years. How do you do that? How do you have a company you never turn a profit? You get everybody's watching, and then you become a billionaire on paper. How about that? So the co-founder and chair, Jack Dorsey, tweeted a brief Vine video to mark the occasion. Twitter bought Vine last year. So now, actually, they'll make some money off of Twitter at this point, at least on the stock, if nothing else. But they knew that all along, that there was going to be money in the stock, but getting other people interested in it is really, really interesting. We talked about this before, but it's worth throwing it into the We Can Count segment, and we're talking about, somebody wrote us in the mailbag segment and talked about it, but how about Super Typhoon Haiyan, one of the strongest storms recorded on the planet, they say, smashing into the Philippines, winds at 195 miles an hour, gusts of 235 miles an hour. They're worried about the floods. Of course, flights are grounded, and there's so many people that live in this area. They have had so many evacuate and take cover the best that they can, but there's no way to know what's going to happen when people batten the hatches because there's nowhere to go on these islands. Where are they going to go? They're on the island. And when the day clears, hopefully we won't see that there's been a lot of destruction, but it's not looking good. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, real estate. In It's Your Business, we talked to someone who made real estate their business for 40-plus years. Hang with us.
It's-
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
You know, I say it's the official season, the eating season, anyway, when Halloween rolls around. And next, before you know it, it's going to be Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, and everything in between. In our virtual green room, divorce attorney Melinda Eitzen is waiting. She's got a new book called Considering Divorce, Critical Things You Need to Know. And it's an interesting book because it really covers from A to Z things that often are not talked about, like, for example, dealing with a mentally ill spouse. Also, dealing with the kids, more specifically, some of the myths surrounding what happens with children, how to tell the children, that kind of thing. And I think that's got to be one of the hardest things that people getting a divorce have to go through, and figuring out how to tell their kids, because there's no doubt, we know this by now, certainly the kids are so, so affected by divorce. Melinda, thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
So why is it that, first of all, I've heard this. I know a lot of attorneys, and they say, family lawyers, that right after the holidays and during the holidays, and maybe it's because it's all that family time, that's when you'll see the divorce rate really spike up. More people will call your office. More cases will be filed. Is that true? Why is that?
Well, you know, the holidays can be a stressful time for people. We have layered on top of our busy schedules all of our holiday events. We are spending and maybe overspending, which can be a source of conflict for people. And there's a lot of alcohol flowing, and alcohol has fueled many a fight.
Boy, that's true, isn't it? And I said that it's always difficult. To me, the biggest thing is the custody issue and kids. What do you suggest in your book? How's the best way to tell children of all ages, because, of course, it can happen when they're older and in high school and whatnot, or when they're young. What are some of the things that you should do when you're telling your children, hey, we're getting divorced?
You want to be age appropriate, and you want the parents should tell the children together. They should be united. They should plan what they're going to say ahead of time and tell the children that they both still love them. It is not their fault. And not lay blame, and not the children should not witness their sadness, fear, all the normal emotions that people have.
Okay, so look for that. Whatever it is, however old they are, when you're telling the kids. One of the things that was interesting to me is dealing with the mentally ill spouse. Is that happening a lot, where somebody ends up getting divorced because they can't deal with the situation?
Mental illness is a big reason for divorce, and unfortunately, some mental illness doesn't appear until people are in their 30s or later, and therefore, you know, they didn't have the red flag when they got married to the person. And my experience is people aren't quick to divorce. They wait often too long and stay in a miserable situation, but mental illness that goes untreated, that someone refuses to seek treatment for, can really do serious damage to a family.
Yeah. And what do you say? What are the best ways to handle that? I guess when you know something's happening, to handle it right away and not drag it out.
Definitely, and seek help. I really think you're doing your children no favors by keeping them in a situation with a parent who is mentally ill and not seeking treatment. By filing for divorce, you'll probably force that parent to get the treatment they need, and that would be the best present you could give your children.
Yeah, there you go. In the book's titles, I said Considering Divorce, Critical Things You Need to Know. What are some of the top critical things that you need to know when you're deciding whether or not you're going to finally take the plunge?
I think it's a hard decision for many people, and they should ponder it carefully and perhaps seek a counselor who they can kind of go through the mental process with. But one thing they need to be aware of is people's behavior isn't going to change if they don't take proactive steps to change it. So if they're in an abusive situation, that abuser's not going to suddenly stop abusing them, and they need to get out. And unfortunately, those are the people that stay in the longest often. The cycle of abuse is very difficult. But they should make a list of the things that they're concerned about, go to their spouse, try to save their marriage, go to marriage counseling. But if the other person's not willing to work, you can't save a marriage by yourself.
Yeah, there you go. When you put this book together, were you thinking, boy, people just, when I've done all these different divorces, all kinds of divorces, and people just don't have, I guess what you'd call a primer, don't have any idea of what they're entering into? Because to me, that's what it seems like, especially from the legal point of view. You know, you have all these things like divorce 1, 2, 3, and it seems like, especially in the state of Texas, it's drive-through divorce, I call it. And there are quickie divorces in other states, too, as well. And this is a national show, and people understand what I'm saying. But does it seem like sometimes also on the other side of it that a hasty decision is made?
You're definitely right that we wrote the book because I wanted a book out there for all the things I wish somebody had told the person before they got to me, to try to save them from themselves or save them from the mistakes that are going to harm their divorce case and harm their ultimate settlement. And everyone wants to get the best deal they can out of their divorce, of course, financially and with the kids. As an example, don't have an affair. Wait to have your affair after your divorce.
Does that happen a lot? Are you dealing with that a lot? People do that. They just, well, of course, I'm probably answering my own question. It's the oldest thing in the book. You see it, television movies are made about it. It's that breaks up a lot of divorces. Is that the number one thing?
You know, an affair is not the cause of the divorce. It is a symptom of a failed marriage. And so my advice is don't wait until you're tempted and therefore have the affair to break up your marriage. Go ahead and break up your marriage if you're miserable, and then go have your affair.
Yeah. When somebody decides, okay, they're in a marriage and they've waited, it's not good, the other person's begging them to stay, there's obviously serious problems, should the person who's filing, should they leave the house or no? How do you handle that? Because if you're both in the house.
Yeah, it's a good question. Usually leaving is the best thing because, especially if there's children involved, the level of conflict is going to go up, especially at the beginning phase of the divorce. It could go up. That could be a flashpoint. We don't really want to have the flashpoint in front of the kids. So you're not abandoning your house. You're not giving up rights to a claim in your house if you leave. You're just allowing everybody to be a little more peaceful and have less conflict.
Yeah, there you go. I heard something, you know, when we watch the economic numbers, I used to think, well, if the economy's really, really poor, maybe that's what drives people also to divorce because money has got to be. Isn't money pretty critical in divorce, that the money issues sometimes are part of the symptom of what's going on besides, as I said, the affair thing that you just talked about, that's really the sidebar of a bad marriage. Is it the same thing with finance? Is that a top reason why?
Oh, people fight about money. They do not agree. If you lined up 10 people and you asked them how they think money should be spent, they would not agree. So it is a hot topic. Fighting about money and child rearing. Top two things.
Wow, child rearing too, huh? So when the economy's better, why is it? I just read something in a business mag, and actually a couple of different things. Someone shot me an article from the LA Times too, that if the economy improves, so do divorces. Why is that?
More money gives people more options. If you have more money to divide between you, the person who maybe has been wanting to get out but did not feel like they could financially afford to, it is time to get out.
Time to get out. All right. So when you see these divorces, are you seeing more older people divorce or is it across the board or younger people? What are the majority? What do you think the main demographic is right now, because I'm sure that changes. What's the main demographic you're seeing?
It's midlife. When people's children are grown, then maybe they hung in there for the kids for a time, the kids are going off to college, and they decide, they look at their spouse and say, who are you? And I don't even like you.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah, awful. And that's got to be a rough time, too. That's why you're saying, because when you have to separate, you got a lot of assets and things that you have to go through, correct?
Yeah, in that case, maybe they've been together 20 years.
Yeah.
So they've had 20 years to accumulate assets or debts or both.
Is it more amicable when they've been together longer or shorter?
That really depends on the people. And whether it's high conflict or not, it's heavily dependent on their personality and their goals. And when you do have people with a mental health disorder, it's more likely to be high conflict.
Yeah, wow, interesting. Melinda Eitzen, Dallas attorney. She's got that book out. Pick it up, Considering Divorce, Critical Things You Need to Know. Melinda, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.